Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I was thinking myself as a guy who made a living throwing the football and throwing every single day, how difficult it is for these guys to come back from Tommy John surgery and the things that they have to go through and the lonely days that basically has gotten Garrett Cole to where he is right now. And yeah, you know, you're excited. You see him throwing 96 and you're saying, you know, why isn't he on the team? Why isn't he on the roster right now? Well, I mean, you know, your body takes time to heal, and it's not just physically heal. He's got to mentally heal. He's got to feel really confident that he can go out there and give an 85-pitch performance with all of his arsenal of pitches. And he's got to be able to let it go mentally. And I don't necessarily know he's there yet. I don't feel like he's there yet. I feel like he's getting close. And it's probably going to be mid-May. And, you know, again, that is going to be a shot in the arm when you get your ace back. And then all of a sudden, they become the healthy pitching staff that I think Brian Cashman thought they would be when he added Max Fried. And away you go. So they should have one of the top pitching staffs, let's say, starting in June.
Yeah.
If they're all healthy, if they're all here, and Garrett Cole doesn't have any setbacks between now and when he does come back. And I would say, you know, that, again, you want to be really, really careful with this, especially at his age. That's the other aspect of it. And I give him a lot of credit, give all these guys a lot of credit that come back from it, because I just think about the rehab, the surgery, the initial, like, you know, month out of surgery and then moving and stretching the arm and going through all of that. And those are lonely days, man. And spending all that time with a therapist. And then, you know, the first time you pick up a ball and you go to throw it and what it feels like. And you're talking to other players who have been through it. And you just want to make sure, especially at his age, that maybe you can preserve the next 3 to 4 years of his contract. It's not just about this year. It's about the longevity that he has left. So, I mean, that was a good sign yesterday, but I would just say temper everybody's enthusiasm in regards to that. And if it were me, I would see how the team's doing, see how he's doing down in Tampa, because he's going to go back to Tampa now, and just to see, I would say June. Like, if I... The way I think and the way I believe that they handle athletes nowadays, completely different from when I played, it was like, get back out there as soon as you possibly can. I would think June, and maybe I'm, and if I'm wrong, that's a good, I guess it's a good sign for Gerrit Cole. It may not be a good sign for the Yankees, but I would think June would be his first start.
Yeah, you're not worried about the physical aspect of it. You talked more about the mental aspect of it. I'm not worried about his mental aspect of it because he's always been someone who has been rock solid and had that mentality, and that's something that he's always going to have regardless of what his body is doing. But I am worried about the physical part of it because it's how grueling it is. And he's in his mid-30s now, and you're talking about, you know, the violence in which these guys throw and how much they do and getting through a season and shaking off the rust and all of those things. So if anybody could do it, it'll be him. I mean, he's got the best doctors. He had the best surgeon. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows his body. He's a Cy Young Award winner. So if there's anybody that's going to bounce back and be great from this injury, again, we've seen it before, you know, with younger guys more often than older guys. But I feel pretty good about him bouncing back and being great. And then you don't really need, you know, as Aaron Boone was talking about, a fifth starter until, you know, mid-April sometime. So the four guys that you're going to be seeing
are going to be trotted out there, you know, every fifth day,
Freed.
Essentially.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Schlittler, Warren, and Weathers. That's what you're going to see for, you know, those four guys. And at the top of that rotation's got all the potential in the world.
Right. And then hopefully those four guys make it through and everything's fine. And then all of a sudden you have, you know, the reinforcements coming behind them. And then that's when maybe the Yankee season takes off. But yeah, it is. Hey, look, we talked to Nick Swisher yesterday. It is the narrative is they're running it back. They didn't change much. You're going to have the same shortstop. You're going to have essentially,
That was the biggest surprise to me.
Really?
In the offseason, that was the biggest surprise.
Yeah, but they're not. Look at how much money they're spending.
No, I know, but I just.
I mean, for them to go out and get a brand new shortstop, they would have had to make a major move. And it would have had to been, you know, something that would have been earth-shattering in terms of the contract and possibly putting them over the luxury tax. So I'm not surprised. I'm actually, you know, and I've told you, since I'm not a Yankee fan, I will say I've always liked Anthony Volpe, and I know that there are people out there that can't deal with it, but I thought he got better once they set the defense better. When they made the trade for Ryan McMahon, it settled third base, and, you know, it put Jazz Chisholm back to second. So that was fine. I mean, like, and all of a sudden he played better defensively under those circumstances. There's nothing worse, I would think, as an athlete. I don't care what sport you're playing. If you're on the ice, you're on the court, you're on the field. The guys next to you, you got to trust. You got to believe in. And you got to believe that they're going to make the plays that they're required to make, as opposed to thinking that the guy next to you has got a problem or has an issue, and then you have to cover for that guy. And that's just a mental thing that just happens naturally within the body of a game and a body of a team. So now, you know, they make the trade for Ryan McMahon, and all of a sudden they say to Anthony Volpe, look, man, we got a top-end third baseman here. Don't worry about it. And he could just relax, and he doesn't have to feel like he's got to make every single play. And when you have a second baseman who's more comfortable over there, everything seems to fall into place. And he played better defensively the second half of the season. I'm not going to sit here and argue whether or not he's a great hitter or, you know, he's trying to hit too many home runs. I mean, we all see what we see when he's up at the plate. But there are moments where, you know, he's one of the reasons why they win games.
Yeah, you can't say that the Yankees don't give these guys opportunities. We have seen it so much through the years. They give them more rope than just about any organization in Major League Baseball. And you would think it would be the opposite because it's the New York Yankees. But when you're on your rookie contract, if you're one of these young guys that they projected into the future as being a starter, they're going to give you multiple years to figure it out.
They should.
And I just remember, well, we'll see. We'll see if this year, Anthony, it never got back on track with Gary Sanchez. You know, and never that was a year too late with him. And we'll see what happens with Volpe. I mean, I remember even C-Mac, who we always joke around, you know, being the shill and being the guy who's got the Yankees back with everything, saying that he would be, I don't know if he's changed his tune since then, but he would be upset if Anthony Volpe came back as a starting shortstop next year. So, you know, you'll see Caballero out there a lot. He might even be starting tonight because of Volpe and injuries and everything else. But I don't know. I hope for him and his family and everything that it works out. It's the dream that it needs to be. But we've seen it. We've seen the other thing. We've seen the Gary Sanchez stuff, and that ain't fun either.
I think one of the reasons why David Stearns did what he did with the Mets roster is because he knew he went as far as he could with the group that he had, and it was not a harmonious locker room. I believe that Brian Cashman looks at his locker room and sees a harmonious locker room, like a lot of guys that really like each other and really support each other. And they don't have any of the internal issues that maybe the Mets have had over the last couple of years.
You're probably right about that, but what I would love to know, and we're not going to know, if Hal Steinbrenner didn't have that drop-dead number of the salary and don't go to that next threshold on the competitive balance tax, what would have Brian Cashman done in this offseason?
Well,
what I want to know.
That could have been. You never know what internally is going on, but I do know this, that David Stern says enough is enough. We're blowing this thing up, and we're changing, and we're bringing in different players that are just as professional as the players we had here before. They just have different names, different backgrounds, different histories, different resumes, and we're going to try to reconstruct this team, and we're going to try to do it around Francisco Lindor, and we're going to try to do it around Juan Soto, and we're going to we want to make those guys happy, and we want to bring the best out of those guys. We don't want to go into games, you know, not liking each other. And I think that there was something to be said about that. There's no question about it, and that's why David Stearns, I believe, did what he did. On the other side of town, the Yankees, I do believe that that is a harmonious clubhouse. I really do. I think there's a lot of people on that team that really like and love playing with Anthony Volpe. They probably like him as a guy. They probably think that he's a really good player, that sometimes unfairly he's compared to Derek Jeter, which is really unfair. But unfortunately, you know, they have money that they spent in other areas, especially their starting pitching staff. So a guy like him or a guy like Ben Rice, they're going to stay here, you know, just because they have to stay here. That's all there is to it. And then, you know, Brian Cashman will do what he does every single year. Come the trade deadline, he will add some piece that will try to make this team even better than it is. I think it's a good team. I think it's a plus 90 win team without question, I believe.